Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man.
Okay, so in part one, we covered kind of the do's and don'ts of Instagram. If you haven't watched it, make sure you circle back and watch it for those of you guys obviously here now. And if anyone is watching this as a recording, I'd suggest pausing this video and watching part one first, because it kind of sets a framework for what we're about to talk about tonight. So what we're going to do today is talk about how to build like a super legit profile that looks obviously not professional, but it makes you look like someone who really kind of gets it socially, who's well connected. Like, having a good Instagram is kind of like having a magazine.
It's good level.
Yeah.
Everybody see what you're level up.
If you have a legit Instagram, like, you could be shitting the bed in other areas of life and you'll get a pass from that. Like your friend who's a broke bartender, but, you know, basically makes no money, but he has a sick Instagram. So he's constantly getting really attractive girls. So, you know, for anyone that's like, oh, I don't care about Instagram, that's just bullshit, whatever. You know, that
no girl will respond with shit Instagram. I
mean, yeah, there's very few girls that are beautiful and worldly and intelligent, and, you know, a girl that you want that's not on Instagram, or even she might not be very active on it, she might have a private account, but she's still judging you by your Instagram. So if your profile isn't up, if it's not top notch, you know, you're basically just giving more power to the competition. So
it's not about followers, the main stuff. You can have 200 followers. It's about pictures and about your style, about your unique profile, about what you say, caption. It shouldn't be stupid caption.
Yeah. I mean, your profile is going to say so much about you. So just to reintroduce Maria, she is an expert on this stuff. 100,000 followers on TikTok, 20,000 followers on Instagram. To give you guys an example of what her profile looks like. Host has disabled. So Key, I think I accidentally made you host. Can you enable screen share?
So much power. Make it paper.
Yeah.
I have all the power.
Perfect. Try it now.
All right, so I need to go to Instagram.
There was link. Just go to the link. There is me.
Oh, this is gonna go to your stories.
No, please.
Okay, share screen. This one. All right, you guys can all see Bloody Mary here.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, so as you can see, what we're gonna be talking about today is, you notice how all of her pictures look pretty uniform. It's kind of like the same colors, similar sort of filter style, and it's what makes an Instagram account look really good. So we'll dive into that more in a bit.
A really good guy write me on Instagram.
Cool story. let's see. So one of the things we talked about on last week's call, I gave you guys an example of my buddy Oliver. And I think it was you, right, Nick, who pointed out that that you didn't like his profile because it all looked kind of uniform.
Yeah, I was saying things like that.
Yeah. Oh, also, I forgot. If you guys, this, I'm gonna post this webinar on my site. So if you don't want your face on there,
it's already.
So I can edit it out. Just, if you don't want your face on there, just hide your video.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah. So, Nick, were you the one that pointed out the thing about Oliver's Instagram?
Yeah.
This is a good example of kind of like the uniformity, except it's very kind of whitewashed out.
No, it's so bad filter because you can see really picture because you can't see view like here where he sits. It's too much filter, you know? You can use filter, but it should be not too much.
Right.
Good filter when you can't see this for guys, like I do for you.
Right.
There's nothing I'm learning by each new photo, it seems like. Like, it's just the same thing.
The same shit. It's him posing.
Universal experience.
He's maybe it can be good for a girl who use Instagram for work. But for a guy, it's too much. And I propose for a guy, it should be filter, but nobody can understand what is filter. It just will look a bit better than usual picture. But it will be unique.
Yeah.
And it will look much better for sure. Like show example with your two picture before and after.
Okay. So next, I need to screen share my Telegram.
Yeah, it just looks like, I mean, for a girl to do that or a professional to do that, it would make sense. But if bunch of photos like that, it would look really weird.
For a guy, it should be different.
So here's, you guys see this before and after?
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't look that much different, but...
Here I just cut a bit picture because there was three. You can see this because it's not full picture. There was a lot three, and I cut a bit.
From the top?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after, I do just a bit white. Because in the first picture, yellow color, and the next one after it's a bit white. And
so, if this seems complicated, don't worry. We're not gonna.
Yeah, she corrected the yellow building, so she like.
Yeah.
Corrected the color.
But if you will use this filter, you can just copy this filter when you already have it.
We'll show that later.
Yeah.
But so if this seems complicated, don't worry. We're gonna show you how it's great.
The tree because it's a different color.
Yeah, it's because it's different color, and you should cut picture for Instagram. It should be 4 and 5. How to say this? The size of picture.
Oh, the ratio.
Yeah.
Of height. It should be 4/5.
Yeah, and you should understand that you will always cut it, and you can't do picture just here's your head and here's your leg because for Instagram you will be cut it.
This isn't 4/5 though.
Whatever the ratio is, I don't know. I think she means she's like cropping it and she's keeping the aspect ratio the same, but removing.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, right. Okay.
So next, here's another example. I don't think you really changed anything in terms of the height on this one. You basically, it was a little bit blurry.
Yeah, blurry.
And it was too much light back there.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you brought it more into focus, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like there is a lot of filters. It's the same picture.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it looks. It almost looks like the first one was a shitty filter, and the second one's the real one. So it's very subtle. But if you do this on all your photos, they will start to have that uniform look, like Maria had on hers. And your Instagram on first impression, people will look at the Instagram and be like, "Wow, that's really fucking clean and cool."
And you already feel good for this person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Maria, do you just do this with filters? Or do you have an editing software that you use?
We'll get to there. Don't worry.
It was tea, by the way. Herbal tea, because everybody thinks we are drunk.
Oh.
But it was tea. I don't
this
think
is, that. This is tea as well, actually. Yeah. We're
really?
Yeah, it's a new style. Yeah.
I always drink that.
It even comes in a bottle that looks like wine too. Yeah.
But there is tea.
I need to get my hands on that tea. So if anyone's really against this whole like filtering thing, and you're like, no, fuck that, I don't want to use filters, I want my photos to be original, that's okay too. And we'll show you guys an example of.
It's without filters.
Oh, this guy's without filters.
But you should think about whole rules, what I tell before. This guy really good. Like his picture, really all picture perfect. Look, there is a whole rules, what I tell before.
So the rules that you posted, which we'll post a link below, the kind of the 10 rules, do's and don'ts of Instagram. But see, he doesn't have uniform filters, but all the photos are really, really high quality. And I mean, yeah, I guess he's got some colors that kind of stand out, but he doesn't have anything that's really dark,
mm-hmm.
right? He doesn't have any like nightclub photos on here.
No, it's just yet. Good fun. Yeah. Just, I think here is no filters. Maybe like some little color, but that's all.
Yeah.
Well, and he has, and look, guys, you ask about picture with people. He has a lot, but still everybody understands what is his Instagram.
Yeah, he has a lot of photos with other people, but he has so many of just him alone.
Yeah.
There's no question on like, you know, whose Instagram it is. And it's a good mix of just him and then him and other things, then even some shots where he's not in it at all.
Here's just, I think it's 65% of him and 35 of like another people. And it's really good percent.
Yeah. So this is a good example of someone who's not
doing
a filter.
Here's always good location, always good quality, good light, whole rules.
And then here's an example of a guy who doesn't have many followers, you know, 2,500 almost. And he does a really nice...
He studied on dentist.
He's a dental student, mm-hmm. okay?
In Czech Republic.
And he does a really good job with a subtle filter here. But, you see how clean it looks?
But look, go to picture. It's not like Oliver. It's you can see every picture, every color, you know? It's look unique, but every picture don't lose like atmosphere.
Yeah. So that's this guy's example.
He teach me to use Lightroom, can you imagine?
This guy did?
Yeah.
Oh wow, okay. So yeah, we're gonna go over how he did this. Let me stop the
show. Show me first filter.
Okay, so let's kind of get into the nitty-gritty about how to do this. The first program.
You should have just two programs, that's all.
Well, three different apps. Right? You need Lightroom, Snapseed, and Pinterest, basically.
Pinterest is not for Instagram. It's just like for finding.
Well, that's for, yeah, we'll go over that. But if you guys don't have those three apps, Lightroom, Pinterest, and
Snapseed.
Lightroom and Snapseed, really.
Use iPhone.
iPhone, or I'm sure they have.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So the first is Lightroom. Let me share that. And I'm showing you guys on my desktop here because it doesn't allow you to fucking use the iPhone very easily on Zoom to share the screen. But Maria, maybe you could walk them through how to do this. Like you just upload a photo, right? So let's drag and drop from here. Where's a good one?
No, choose before what I send you with us, because here's picture ready what I did.
Where'd you send me one?
I think here.
Is this a free version?
Yeah.
It's free. Everybody will see. Miss you, baby.
I don't have any photos.
It's in another.
I have to go to my other Telegram, which I can't do from here. So let me just upload a random photo. We could use this one.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a shitty photo. Oops. Wait, it's not gonna let me do that one.
Okay, use this.
This one. Okay. Where is it?
Yeah. Maria, do you use this on your a laptop?
I used in my phone. Just in my phone, and I will use first time here, and I don't know what to do.
So basically, all you need to show is those levels, right?
Yeah, but where is picture big?
Where'd it go?
It looks like it's got lots of nice editing features, though. Like if you want to block.
No, it's so easy program.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Still rendering the image, it says.
In one, you can do your picture and filter for.
Why don't you just pull up your phone?
Just a second.
Yeah, do that instead.
How we should do it on my phone?
Just show them what you showed me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can even mask out people.
Right. So show them that, and we'll show them on Pinterest where to steal the.
Yeah.
Right.
I have filter. I just come up with this filter because I already know how to use it. Yeah. And here is all settings. This for light, you can use exposition, contrast, light, shadow. Here is, you can use like to remove blurry.
So imagine you were doing this all yourself,
yeah,
right?
It's so
and I'm
hard.
Like, wait, you have to go in there and fix these fucking things and play with all these levers. I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that bullshit. So instead, here's a hack that you could use. So instead of trying to figure out your own thing, go to Pinterest. So I'll pull up Pinterest here. Let me share my screen again. And then you're gonna search for Lightroom presets.
Free presets.
Free presets.
Yeah, because everybody wants money because people do this professional. And the presets can cost $5, $10, $15, but I'm so smart and I know what in Pinterest you can find free presets.
So smart or so cheap?
So like Jew, like you, baby.
So you pick one you like. Like if I was scrolling through, I mean, this looks like yours.
No, but there is no. You should think. Here should be settings. You know.
Right.
Look up. You can just go to some picture with settings.
Where do I see that?
Why in my phone we can see this?
Maybe.
Go down. Let's find.
Maybe you got to click on one of them?
No. Yeah, here should be settings.
Let's try this.
No, there is no settings. You remember I showed you a picture and there was settings.
Okay.
I don't know why they don't show to you, but show to me. Let's go down.
Use two hands, two fingers to scroll.
No.
Here, perfect. Here. Okay. So, you see how they give you the exact...
Oh, yeah.
You know, they give you the what you need to enter into Lightroom.
For this preset, for this style.
And if you want to change it, you can essentially just either multiply everything by double or triple or divide everything by double or triple. So you can kind of fuck with it as long, you know, it's like a recipe. If you want to make more, you do more. If you want to make less, you keep it standard throughout.
Yeah, but here's like, you can see this filter. It's like, obviously, but you can use just a bit, you know, like 30% of every what does it take. And you will have just really nice picture without like huge filter.
And of course, oh, look, there's and a ton more. Like here's another example, right? So you can find a shitload of these, right? So pick a filter you like. You know, if also consider if you have if you live by the beach and you have a lot of photos
with water. Better choose this.
Better to choose a certain type of filter. If you live in the woods and there's lots of green and trees, you'd want to kind of factor that in as well. If you're in a city, I don't know.
And here is a lot of filters. You can just spend 20 minutes and you will find filter forever for you, like me.
So then once you get these dimensions, all right, then what you're going to do is you're going to go back to Lightroom.
Yeah, you put all these settings here and you need just do this for one picture. And for the next, you just go here and click copy settings. You copy whole settings, what you add before. And for the next picture, you just go and add settings.
So it's going to save your settings in there.
Yeah.
So
and for next picture, it's really
you only
like
have to do
second.
This one time, right? Yeah. You do it for the first one, and then every time you add a new photo, you just drop it into Lightroom,
add
put it
settings.
On there, right? Add settings, and voila.
Yeah.
I mean,
now
maybe you can correct something because maybe some light can be not so good in some.
We'll talk about the correcting in a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, you might want to fiddle with it a little bit if it doesn't.
You can store multiple templates or multiple types of settings, right? It's not just one that you get to keep there in the Lightroom.
Well, you'd want to use the same one to keep your, you want to use the same filter so it, all your photos look uniform.
And if one day I was at the beach and the other day I'm in a nightclub?
Yeah, I have same. You saw? I always on
it's
beach.
It's going to make
some...
all the photos look similar.
Yeah.
So to go back to Mary's here.
And Artem, what we showed, he always everywhere, mm-hmm. but it's looked totally the same. Not so much like Oliver. I don't like Oliver. He have really great bio.
So here's yours again, right? So you
it's
have.
We was in night in restaurant, in beach and salon.
And what you try to do, which you told me, is you try to stagger the water pictures. Like you remember, you told me like. You do a water picture, and then a non-water picture, then a water picture, then a non-water picture.
Yeah, just one
picture.
From one.
Right. You switch it off.
So there's you everywhere.
Right. I'm here everywhere, you know, but it's... You just need used to have good look for a location for Instagram, because I can post every picture.
You even, have a lot of reds in here, too,
even
because
if
of the Liverpool
yeah,
stuff.
If, yeah. Even if it's a good picture, I can post because it's not good for my Instagram. That's why... I always look for like for a location, and I go somewhere. There is nice church, I don't know, in a really good nude color, and they're like, oh, it's from my Instagram.
But
I already
sometimes,
know.
Sometimes there's a photo that you, this doesn't work for. Like
yeah.
occasionally, if there's some weird fucking colors or
then
there's just some weird shit,
it.
You just can't use that photo. So that you know that can be a bit of a challenge.
But you can post it in story.
Yeah, exactly. You can use it in a
like,
story.
You don't need a little picture in your profile. You can have. 50 is maximum. You can post everything in highlights because everybody who interested in you look in your highlights.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, now let's say you've got a photo that you want to edit some shit out. Like there's something in the background, there's some person or there's some advertisement.
Some trash or
yeah,
some fingers.
Something that's like ruined. Yeah, something like a finger's blocking the lens or something that's really fucking it up. So here's an example of what we did with Daniel's photo. So you see how we removed the advertisement on the bottom left here?
Yeah.
Now, so to do that, you go to Snapseed. And why don't you show them how you did that on Snapseed?
Yeah.
Snapseed also has these filters, but don't use the Snapseed filters because they're cheap looking. So
yeah.
But instead, you go to Snapseed, you upload the photo. That's the old photo.
Right, I will remove. Look, it's look like this. And you should go to...
Try to show the camera.
Yeah, you see here is a lot.
It's gonna be in Russian.
Even if you have a pimples and you don't like it, you just can remove it. Nobody can understand.
Here, I'll show on mine because the English.
Guys, learn Russian, please.
So you go to Snapseed, you upload a photo. It's like, this is Snapseed. Oops. Very simple. Upload a photo. Open from device. Let's choose this photo, for example. Now, how do you do it from here?
What I should remove. I will show in mine already. You don't need English.
All right.
Look, and you just choose instrument and you just go here and remove it. Oh,
you basically just, you'll figure it out. It's not very difficult.
Yeah.
You zoom in, you fucking grab the color from the other side of the photo and you start blotching it and dragging the color you want over.
And you just.
You take the yellow from that side
remove,
and you bring it over there.
And try to remove this and you can fix it.
Oh, that's cool.
You put more and fix it with whole yellow and it's become yellow.
Yeah,
you can remove everything.
Yeah.
So, you just need go to YouTube and watch 5 minutes video how to use Snapseed, that's all. And you...
Very easy.
Yeah, it's very easy.
So yeah, basically...
Yep.
What?
What's the app's name?
Snapseed. S-N-A-P seed. S-E-E-D. Snapseed.
Also free, guys.
Yeah.
Maria free. What? I don't want to pay for apps. It's so stupid.
Yeah, why pay when you have
when you can use it for free.
So yeah, that's basically it. Pretty easy shit, and that will make a huge difference on your Instagram. You know, you don't need a lot of photos to have a really good Instagram.
Yeah, you're going to have 9.
Yeah. Like this process, the first time it might take you, you know, 15 minutes to get those settings right and to choose the correct filter. But after that, it takes 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
now I just need to actually get photos.
Right.
And we show an example on Robbie's picture. It's no need be to like huge filter. Everybody will understand what's filter and you do this 5 hours, you know?
Yeah, so if you go to mine, let me share again. We're using mine as a guinea pig going forward. Obviously, you can't go back and change your old photos.
Yeah, but you just can start. And for Robbie, it was my filter.
So going forward, we'll use this one that we showed, for example. But like this filter kind of matches what's been going on
here. Because
I've got a lot of grass happening. Mm-hmm. I play a lot of golf and I'm at the park all the time with Wiley. So I've got a lot of green shit that's going to be happening. So I wanted to choose a filter that kind of shows off the green quite a bit. So going forward, like you see how this photo here looks like shit. That's because I used a filter on Snapseed called the morning filter. And it makes everything really bright. And it looked good for this photo, but you can see that it's obviously filtered.
No, it looks bad, but here is your family. You can delete.
Right. But you see how it looks kind of shitty compared to the rest? It kind of stands out poorly, right?
Yeah.
And every time when you think it's really good look on picture, after it looks so bad when you look at this. Because
it's the only video. It's the only photo. This has that same shitty filter too. But yeah. And then this one, I don't know, whatever. It's totally weird. But so questions.
Who's the fat granny in the bottom?
This one? This is a Burning Man. their tits out. They're the biggest tits we've ever seen.
Beautiful.
Like, wow.
Is that a gilf?
Our head.
Yeah.
It's consuming Robbie.
Yeah. Those tits. She put them so they were squeezing the back of my head.
Somebody's comment at the top was just a bunch of milk.
What?
Oh, it's milk. Milk. Yeah. Milk.
Oh, mama. Whoa, mama. Pretty good shit.
That's epic.
Motorboat. Yeah. So yeah, there's another kind of shitty. Too much light in the
you
back.
You should go to the next.
Like, I used a filter here too, because you see how I wanted Wiley's face to pop out, and I ended up killing the
you
picture.
You should to the picture again.
Yeah.
But you whatever. About
correct, if you already have this picture, you can correct this light in Snapseed. There is some instrument, but you can.
You can also play with the Snapseed instruments.
Yeah. You can do from this picture really good picture. It was good quality.
The thing that's cool about Lightroom is it lets you save those settings and just automatically upload it to all of your future photos.
But you should understand that it's not for every picture. You should...
Meaning some pictures just don't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you apply the filter, it'll look bad and you just don't use it.
But it's not so often. It's so rarely, like one picture for 15.
So, questions. Anything first on Instagram, and then we'll open it back up to general questions, and we'll wrap up
camera
about Maya.
You generally...
Wait, Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, just a question. What kind of camera do you guys use? Do you guys just generally use an iPhone, or do you guys use a professional camera?
Better use iPhone.
Yeah. Okay.
Because in iPhone, it's already colors inside, but professional... You should after do this in Lightroom, do whole colors, because iPhone already make picture with
all these apps are built for the phone cameras, and they're going to be better than most professional cameras anyways. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay,
what kind of phone do you have?
I mean, I have an iPhone 11. That's what the newer one is.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. That's the best camera on the market.
Yeah. It's just the best. And for iPhone 11, it's really good because it's really good night picture. Because for mine, it's not so good already. Mm-hmm. I have iPhone 10 Max.
By the way, Maria, I might be contacting. I talked to Robbie this week. You need somebody to help shoot some photos, and he recommended me to you. So I might be getting in touch with you on that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
I think the difference with the professional cameras also is that they probably don't try and do a lot of the pre-filtering that an iPhone would do, just because they want to give you the raw data and they expect you to do it yourself manually.
Right. Yeah, those like a professional camera is going to have, it's not going to be as user friendly.
On Instagram, like just like photo. Mm-hmm. Even when I post model picture, there is sometimes less like than live photo. Always, because it's artificial picture.
Don't know.
Any other questions?
I was wondering, who are taking you guys photos? Because when I'm hanging out with my friends, my friend group is primarily guys. And I'm like, hey guys, let's take a picture together. They're like, wait, are you gay or some shit? They never want to take pictures together. And it's, if they want to do it, they don't want to stand for like 10 minutes to get a perfect picture. So my question is, how do you get good photos where other people take the photos? How do you
need to have people that are committed to the process? Like,
who like to do it, like we were with you.
We were recently hanging out with a couple in Odessa, and thank God, both parties in that couple, the girl and the guy, really like taking photos.
But they have 100 in Instagram.
I hate taking photos so much. I can't stand it. Like, and she wants me to take photos of her, and I'm so happy when I don't have to do it, because you got to stand there, you got to make sure the camera. Like, most people make the mistake, they angle the camera down like this, right? Or they shoot up like that, distorts you. So the camera has to be perpendicular.
No, for a good leg, for girls, it should be a little bit
standing. Well, if you want her to look taller, but...
Yeah, but for men, ideally, better like this, because your shoulder will be bigger.
Right. Well, there's all these different things, basically, that go into shooting a good photo. And I'm not the best photographer by any means.
He's the worst photographer, but he has good picture.
So you really want to like get someone who understands the value of this and kind of get them to commit. I'm glad you asked this question. Get them to like listen, we want to have a good Instagram. We got to fucking put in the time to take these photos, and it's going to suck, but the end result is going to be, us getting laid and these fucking guys not. So let's do the extra 2 minutes of the photo. Why not? Right? What?
Could be taking a bath.
Not me.
It was Nick who's taking a bath.
Oh yeah, just a big old bubble bath while I listen to you guys. No, I was doing dishes.
So yeah, I mean, you need to commit to getting photos, getting good backgrounds.
It's like I met with Lisa today. It's my best friend, and I made for her really good picture, really good. And we always met, and we always should do picture for everyone. It's like a rule.
Okay, so Maria, you're saying
you have to commit to doing. If you want a good Instagram, you got to put in that time to get the.
But better ask girls. Photos. Better ask girls to do picture, because girls will like, wow, the picture from Instagram is really good, and she will do really good picture.
Yeah. And another hack, like if you want to get some cool photos, and you don't have someone to take a photo with, it's, you can kind of do it as an approach. It's a good way to push your comfort zone. Go up to someone and be like, hey, this is kind of random, but I really need someone to take a good photo of me. I'm a horrible photographer.
My friend's horrible.
My friend's a horrible photographer. My Instagram sucks, and it's cock-blocked me on the last few dates, and they'll laugh and be like, do you think you can take a really good photo of me? And they'll think it's funny.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's a great way to start a conversation. My Instagram sucks. I've been on like 5 dates, and after every date, the girl says that I'm fucking loser on Instagram. So, you're helping the future population of the earth. If you
I'm this close to losing my virginity. If you help me, I'll finally boost my community.
Yep. So yeah, use it as a excuse to approach.
Everybody the picture for Instagram. Why it's so weird, so hard to find somebody?
If you're with like everybody. 22-year-old guys,
and what? I don't give a fuck. Ask me, make for me picture. It's so hard to do picture or what?
I don't know.
Just spend two minutes.
Yeah.
Jacob, when I was in college, we had some girls in our group.
You didn't even have smartphones when you went to college.
Not that old, bro. But actually, they would. Yeah, I mean, a little bit true. Not everyone did, but we had some girls in the group that just liked photos, so they would constantly be taking photos, even bringing out real cameras, I think. So I mean, if you have girls in your group or guys that just like taking photos and documenting, those are valuable people to hang out with, because then they'll just collect photos for you over time. Because I always have hated photos. Yeah. But I have photos because those people were good about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've started going out with my roommate and doing photo shoots where we just go around and take photos. And meanwhile, we also approach girls. So we're like getting two flies with one stone, I think it's called. So we're doing a photo shoot.
Flies.
Over here in America, we kill birds.
Yeah, well, okay, you always want to.
Why are you hating on flies, man? Birds are the real pest.
Dude, flies get in your ear. They're fucking annoying when you're sleeping.
For sure.
Flies.
But.
All right, guys. Well, we got to jump off soon. Any other last questions? Open it up to non-Instagram related stuff as well.
How do you get a good follower base?
What?
How do you expose yourself to a lot of people?
The first is because I'm support Liverpool and I have a lot of followers. It's just fan of Liverpool. And
I think he's asking how would someone, not you specifically. Correct, Jacob? You're asking how should you get a good follower base? You're not asking her how she got hers, right?
How I should get one.
Yes. If you were him, what would you do to get one?
Become a Liverpool fan, Jacob.
No, it's not work for you. Sorry. For me.
I will make the same photos as Maria, and we'll compete.
When you travel.
Yes, please. In your underwear.
Wait, shut up. Shut up. What did you say? We're missing the jokes. You're so fucking loud, Bultinia.
I will not.
Jacob's going to make the same photos in his underwear and showing his ass off and everything.
Maybe you could do it for something that's really girl-centric. Like, obviously, men are bigger Liverpool followers, so maybe you could do it for, like, I don't know, women's gymnastics or something.
Nice.
What do girls constantly follow on Instagram?
Beach volleyball.
Actors.
No, but like, what's something that only girls watch?
Ice skating.
Makeup.
Makeup.
Oh, yeah, makeup. The makeup Olympics.
There's a lot of guys who do makeup. Oh, no. One guy I follow with 10 million followers on Instagram. 10 million, and he do makeup. So beautiful.
But I just paid for mine.
Yeah, he's gay. Yeah.
I just paid for it.
Yeah.
You paid for followers? Is that what you're saying?
Here. You don't need to scream into the camera. It's right there.
I know.
I'm missing all the jokes. You're so loud.
Adam, did you say that you pay for it?
Yeah, 100%. Fuck that. I'm not going to fucking waste my time and do hashtags and Insta whatever and follow me a bunch of people I don't really want to talk to. I'd rather just pay for it. Honestly, I paid like $200-$300. And I got like 15K followers. I'm in like 16K. I'm good to go. I mean, that was like an ideal scenario.
We looked at your Instagram. We thought it was pretty good.
Show me.
What's can we use it as an example?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine.
I told you. I told you it.
I said. I said, and I showed you.
You show me good profile, and you say what you don't remember.
No, I said it was his.
No.
All right.
I ask you
So, all right, shut up.
Love it. I let the roast begin.
So let's do a review. First off, bio, Kiev, tech CEO, live on your terms, self-manifested, experience of the world, and then some emojis. I like this. You like this?
Yeah, I like him.
It's cool. And then you have your company there.
It's really good because of highlights about cities, Serbia, California, Miami, Colombia. I know, it's not you, sorry. It's not a good example. No, it's so bad. Look, third picture, please.
This one. Okay.
Where is your arm? Why you cut it?
I don't know.
So bad.
So you cut off the hand.
Because somebody cut your hand. It looks so bad. You look so good if you would be with hand.
Ah, yeah.
It's a stupid mistake because you can just.
Now, another one, so when you use a video, it's really important that you choose a cover photo that's like the highlight of the video. So this video, I have no idea what it is, but I have no interest in clicking on it because it just looks like a yard. I'm sure the video is more interesting than that, but
nobody will come because it's not interesting.
So
it's actually pretty dope. It's like a super sick church and like...
Right, if you stopped it and you made the cover photo like this, for example... This would be way more interesting. So you know how to do that?
When you post on Instagram, you choose the video, and after under you can choose cover.
Yeah.
That's all. And you choose you choose
the cover.
Got it.
It's very easy.
Okay.
YouTube how to choose a cover photo. It takes 30 seconds to explain. I don't know what's going on here, but.
Robbie, what about going to Novi Sad when you have the chance?
This is like a motivational thing. Something I took from my story.
It's so bad quality. It can be good video, but it's so bad quality. And already I don't want to watch it because...
It clutters. Yeah, it makes your page look like shit because the quality is bad, right?
I don't want to watch bad quality. I can watch in YouTube really good quality with the same motivation, maybe.
Same with this one here. This is shitty low quality. These Kobe pictures... are good.
These Kobe pictures are good for your highlights and story for 24 hours. Right. That's all. Not for your
main profile. They shouldn't go on your main page because they're obviously, you didn't take the photos, right? One's a meme. So everyone's going to know it's just like
so bad filter. So bad. So bad.
She's brutal.
Here's good quality. Why? If it's good, it's good. Good picture. And good example of selfie. Look, it's selfie, but it looks really good.
Yeah.
Good quality. Good background. Really good.
This one, I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but I mean, it's obviously your grandfather. And this, this is a homage to him. What would you do with something like this? Like
can be because it's not often, you know, it can be one time for 1 year. It can be, but if you post all the time, it's looks so weird.
Yeah.
It's like with your family, bad quality, but it's your family, really good picture.
So if you have the occasional family thing that, you know, it's there for reasons that, you know, that's fine.
Here's also really good position, good quality.
Yeah.
And if you every picture would be like this, you will have really great Instagram, really great, but you have 10% of good picture and 90% of how to say not bad word.
Blow average. No, you could be rude. I don't care. I won't get my feelings hurt. I don't give a shit.
Shit photos.
Yeah, shit photos. And that's why. What is this? Like, what? How you can post this in main profile? Really? What?
Those are some sick spreadsheets, bro.
You can post it in 2010. 10 years ago, if you will post it, everybody, I post some shit. But not now, please.
Got it.
So should I go back and clean some of this up?
Yeah, you should archive these.
Look again, it's really good selfie again. You can post selfie if really good.
This is great. Like all you have to do is you go on Instagram and you archive them. Don't delete them because then you lose your your memories, but just archive them.
I can
so basically all of these videos with the shitty cover, for the most part, you're gonna want to archive those.
Really good.
But you have a lot of good pictures here.
Really, and you spoil your Instagram.
This is really amazing here.
Really good, but where is?
But it's not you though.
No, they're just friends. They're friends of mine. They're just good.
Okay.
Friends.
You post your friends without you.
That's a no-no, right?
No, I'm just looking at it.
It's
like a motivational speaker. It's kind of a long, big, yeah, it's kind of a something I was shouting out.
What is this? I can't.
All I know is Maria's kids are never going to get their art.
What did you say, Nick?
All I know is that Maria's kids are never going to get their art on the fridge.
Holy. Yeah.
Look.
But you just have a lot of stuff you can archive.
Delete. Yeah, great. I got it. Yep.
And
yep.
You have a lot of content on here, so you'll have plenty of good shit left.
This really good picture with just you, even video.
Right.
You can take picture with.
This has a good cover photo.
Yeah,
you know?
And up. There was one more. Up. What here? It also looks so good.
This one?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
You can post this picture, not so often, but yeah. It looks really good. It's good quality, good colors, look expensive and so good.
Yeah.
But I have to leave soon, and I didn't really feel like my question got answered about how do you expose yourself to a lot of people.
Follow you.
You need really high quality content.
Yeah. So, and for guy, I will repeat, for guy, it's not important to have followers. For guy, important to have really good quality picture, unique picture with a lot of sense, and you should look good.
Here's a Instagram I just started when we did our road trip, and we don't have a lot of followers, obviously, but we have really high quality content with really good captions where people, if they want to visit one of these cities, they'll learn a shitload. Like this one, for example, in Poltava. The problem is, well, it's all in Russian because, you know.
Here's advice for restaurants, for...
So like, you can see, if you go to this and you translate this, it tells you like which restaurants to go, what to order in some of them, what to do. So it's got a lot of really quality content and advice for people that want to take a road trip around Ukraine.
But there is a lot of feedback.
And there's a lot of comments, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a, like this video, this drone video we made.
I created this video, guys, look.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I flew the drone.
Well, you flew the drone to follow the car?
Yeah.
That's gangster.
Pretty funny. You can see the drone right there above it. No. So, and then this has a lot of good info on the resort and what to do. You see how long this is? So, yeah. You know, it can also be really good caption content as long as, like, the cover photo looks good or, like, you know, the photo. You can have really great content that isn't necessarily photos on Instagram as well. Hmm.
For guys, it's most important to have great picture. Nobody cares about your followers. Just girls care about followers.
Yeah.
You should care about followers if you use your Instagram for work. That's all. But if you will travel and post picture and tag location, like Germany, I don't know, Ukraine, some location, everybody, like girls, look location.
So yes, always add your location. I don't really use any hashtags. I'm just too lazy.
I always.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Should I be using hashtags?
No, you
don't
need
hashtag blessed.
No,
hashtag.
No, I use it for. No, I use it for my statistic because I sell advertise.
Okay.
But for guys, you just need add location all the time.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
And it's important to have some caption.
Yeah.
Like, write something. Don't leave it completely blank. It just looks lazy.
Is it stupid to buy followers? I've heard that it doesn't really make organic Instagram.
Well, that's why we originally started talking about your profile. So let me go back to Adam's because that's was the original kind of question, I think. So Adam, you said you bought a lot of these, right?
Yeah, I probably had like 4K like before. I didn't really care. I just like,
better no so buy.
Here's the thing. Like if I look at this and I see there's 251 likes, 161 likes, you know, most of your like count are somewhere in the mid 100 range, it looks like. You know, you got a few.
With this likes, you can have maximum 300 followers.
So you should be getting 10% engagement, right? So if you have, you know, if you have roughly on your photos, you right around have around, you know, 150. So you should have 1500 followers, but now you have 10x that.
Nobody
right?
believe it.
So true. We know it's bullshit. We know these are fake because of your like to follow ratio.
Hmm. Yeah, everybody understand it. Better to have 2,000 followers and your picture are great, your bio are great, you look great, and girls don't care about followers. Girls care about who you are.
Is there a minimum to how many followers? Like, I think I'm at like 50 or 60 right now. Is that a problem?
No.
You need just to do your Instagram and you'll earn some followers, not too much, but if you will do great content, if you will write some good caption and some analytic caption, and yeah, you can get
do the captions need to be clever, or can they just be like documenting the location or whatever?
Like, you know, obviously if you're trying too hard to be funny and it's not funny, that's not great.
Sure.
You know, better to be authentic. If it's just info, great. Like, if it's funny, if you can make it funny, good. You know, like for my caption on the post, the photo I just posted with Wiley, that probably took me like 10, maybe, you know, 8 to 10 minutes to come up with. You know, which was kind of annoying. I was like, oh, I got to really fucking think about this. Like, I was like, all right, what can I say about this photo? Like, there's a lot of photos with me and my dog. But I was thinking, all right, we took a tour. We had a tour guide. It was the first time I had ever done something cultural in Odessa besides just going out and partying.
With sluts?
I brought that to attention. I said, it only took me about 7 times visiting Odessa to realize the city isn't just a great place to party. And then I gave some info because I was really shocked that this place existed. That hidden just a block from the famous Deribasovskaya Street. Is this amazing little park where every photo comes bat lit by a rainbow guaranteed. Right. So that part's like kind of clever.
That was clever. I actually saw your photo a couple days ago and I thought about how cool that you acknowledged the fact that there was an obvious rainbow and you acknowledged it in the caption. I thought that was pretty clever.
No, thanks. Yeah. I wanted to put something about it without being like, look, a rainbow. Right. So I was like, how can I, that took me 8 to 10 minutes to come up with, you know, that's a long time to fucking sit there and think of a caption, but
he already has opinion about your caption. It's really good, and everybody can have.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll get going here, too. I've got a buddy coming over. So, thanks, guys. See ya.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Great. See you, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.